Billionaires
are good. I did it, man. I bought a new computer.
Dude, that's the best thing I've ever heard. Your computer sucked, dude.
Yeah, it did. Well, it was a Mac. I bought it like it was like a used in when I bought it in 2019 or 2020.
What?
And it was a
you
Mac.
You bought a used computer?
Yeah, you never bought a used computer before?
I mean, I always go used car, new computer.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like a lot of computers are expensive.
Yeah, but now I'm just thinking about some guy owned this, some gross dude. You know,
it's so much more likely that someone would have jacked off in his car than like jacked off onto his computer. You know,
I don't know if I agree with that.
Really?
I don't know. I mean,
did we just find out that you come
on?
No,
not me. I'm not talking about me. Talking about me.
No.
Somebody who's willing, who's like, I got to sell this thing. It's like, why? Why you got to sell it?
I feel like in the past 2 months, Caleb, you've been expressing opinions to me that are, for the first time, you're saying that you're just saying a series of things that are insane to me. The no food and doom. You cannot.
Oh, I've been saying that for years. I've been saying the nose tube and doom.
One tube ruins six hours worth of content. And then now you're saying that you don't think you think weirdos sell their computer? Like everyone sells their computer.
I don't know. The only thing that would make me sell my computer is if something horrible had happened to it. You know, if it was.
Well, I sold it my old computer.
What happened to it?
It got slow and old.
Exactly. So you bought a slow and old computer off of this huckster.
No, I bought a slow and old computer that was, I bought it from Apple. It was a refurbished Apple MacBook Air. Yeah, I don't know, buddy. Are you all right? Them. You know, like you're not aware of buying and selling.
I'm aware. But as it stands, that computer did suck. That computer sucked.
But it didn't suck until recently, is my point. It didn't suck when I bought it. I mean, this is what happens with computers, is they make them like up to what the technological capabilities and needs are of the time, and then those evolve, and they're evolving quicker and quicker and quicker. And I, you know, so if I only had to write, I could have kept that computer forever. It could, you know, write letters and go on the internet, but I have to like manage an entire podcast on this end and edit video and stuff, and so it went slow. And it was like, it wasn't dumb to buy. I don't know. I just think it's funny that you were like, you bought a used computer, you fucking moron. Of course it sucked.
I don't know. God, I think I'm right about the Dune nose tube, too. But, you know, we don't have to get into Dune again.
This is crazy. This one's really weird, though, dude. This is like everyone. Yeah, you have to be able to afford a computer and you buy it refurbished from like a valid source. Like, this is insane to me, Caleb.
I don't know.
I don't know. You should have bought a new, Dave. Why didn't you have $2,000 more?
Well, your new computer's new, right?
Yes, my new computer.
See? I feel like we're saying the same thing.
We're not.
We're saying the same thing. The nose tube and dune is stupid. Crazy.
Maybe it's that because you've started to feel more comfortable with yourself. You're less depressed. I don't know what's going on with you. But you're just like the things that you're saying are fucking, they're not okay, Caleb. The idea that you have to be weird or crazy to sell your computer means there's something wrong with you. Like there's something going on. You know what I mean? Like you're saying something just as crazy as like, you remember, like the beginning of this, the kernel, you know, the first kernel was when you were like really mad at fedoras. And I agreed with that. But your degree of rage was interesting. And then we've kind of gone along. And then at a certain point, you were like, I don't believe in math. Like you started to say that shit like that. And I don't think science is real.
I believe in both of them. I believe in both of them for sure. But I do think they
both of what?
They made school hard for me. I don't get to be mad about that.
But yeah, that's the thing. It didn't seem like you had an intense opinion that scientists don't know where the moon is, which, by the way,
I don't think I said they don't know where the moon is.
You said, well, okay, fine. You said that they don't know how far away it is. How could they possibly know?
No, Dave. When I said the moon, we went there. We for sure know how far. Well, whenever they go, Andromeda is 29.3 trillion light years, I'll be like, 0.3. Okay.
Caleb, this is what I'm talking about. You should stop having confidence in these opinions. These are not okay opinions to have, all right? And you're like, I am learning. This is what I'm saying. I am learning saying that scientists don't know precisely how far away a certain star is in the exact same ballpark as no one who isn't crazy has ever bought a used computer. These are coming from the same place, and I don't know what the place is, but it's like...
So if I had said, it's very awesome that you bought a used computer, I was very smart and good, Dave, then you would go, Caleb gets it, you know, Caleb knows all kind of stuff, but no. As soon as it affects you, you go, oh, and he also thinks the world's flat, piece of shit, doesn't know shit, and it's like,
people buy used tech all the time. I also just bought a used... I bought a new computer. But Here's where it was stupid, and I will agree with you on this. The computer didn't suck. The computer was great, and it lasted me for a while. But I bought it refurbished, and it was like one generation old. So I bought it in 2019 or 2020, and it was like a 2018 or 2019 MacBook that I bought from Apple, by the way, that they had like, because they like take their old computers as trade-ins and then they refurbish them and then they resell them. And so it was one of those. But the reason I bought a new one this time is the stupid thing I did was I am a producer who makes, I make content. And so I specifically need a computer that has a lot of memory and will last me a long time. So what was dumb was I didn't think about that and it didn't last me as long as it would have had I prioritized that. But like, I'm reacting to you generally saying broadly, like, I've never even heard of people buying a used computer. That's what you're saying. You're like, what? I thought we kept them forever. And I will say this, Caleb has like an iPhone 2 and a fucking... His laptop is one of those neon green ones that they made in like 2000. Every time he opens his computer, a big fucking cloud of dust comes out of it.
Dude, I am for sure I'm a Luddite. Like every time I read about Luddites, I'm like, I'm not one of those. And then I go, shit. I guess I am. I don't know. I'll tell you this. I don't like those self-driving cars. One of those Waymos, I don't care for that.
Are those in LA now?
Yeah, they're going around driverless cars, bebopping around. And I don't know. Like, I hate when people think, oh, Luddites don't even have a point. Well, if you're about to take everyone's job who drives a car, you're about to take my job, you piece of shit. I'm pissed at this car. So I get it.
This is different, though, than what we were just talking about, because they haven't been around that long. So, like, your fear is valid and your disdain is valid because, yes, they're taking jobs and we just haven't experienced it, you know? Like, this is going to be the thing that our kids or the couple generations after us say, like, oh, my God, this old man does not want to take a driverless car. Like, they're going to make fun of us for that because it's going to be normal to them. And there will be, like, they will have all the statistics on whether or not it gets in crashes, but I don't trust those fucking things. And it's because I don't know about them. And I never will.
I'm cool with ATMs. You know, I think we're both cool with ATMs. But
there's one in Chinatown that I fucking hate.
But, you know, ATMs are stationary. You know, I just don't trust a car with a robot car. I don't trust it.
I don't either. And I don't think I ever will if I'm actually being honest with myself. And I think I will at some point in my life take a driverless car, probably at some point when I'm very old, almost all cars will be driverless. I would bet. And I think it's going to make me nervous every fucking time I get in one because it doesn't feel right. Mm-hmm. The lack of control.
Oh my God. No, it doesn't.
Speaking of which, I shared this in my Instagram story. Did you see, I posted this video of this guy who's like such a guy and he's like wearing sunglasses and he's podcasting outside, which always bothers mm-hmm. me unless it's a
sick.
Pandemic.
Sick.
Yeah, you're so cool. And he's like, you know, in his big backyard and he's like right up in the camera and he goes, I see these guys out here letting their wife drive their car.
Oh, boy.
yeah, dude. And it's so funny because he's definitely, what he's trying to say is men who let women drive their car are gay. That's what they're saying. What's he saying?
Right.
He knows he can't say that, which is the best part of it. So he's just like, I see these guys and they're sitting in the passenger seat with their wife driving. And I'm like, there's something going on with you. I mean, if you're doing that and you're not injured, like you better be injured. You can't walk. You can't use that foot. Cause otherwise, I mean, that's not what men are. Men drive and women ride along. That's what it is.
Right.
And there's something, I don't know. There's something that you need to figure out about yourself. And I just saw it and I was like, damn, I love that people still think this. And I like, and I would say the difference between a woman driving a car and a car driving itself, the main difference is that a woman is a person. And I that this is a window into the way that yeah. men like that think. Because I think that probably he doesn't think that. He doesn't think they're people. He probably doesn't mm-hmm. even necessarily think men are people. He thinks that men are, you know, cocks and women are cooks. Cocks and cooks.
That's a good philosophy.
Yeah. But no, that guy.
Well, then why not extend it to that? Why not also, if you're letting your woman cook, you cook.
Yeah.
All right.
Dude, that's awesome. That's so funny. We need to make this video. Like, if you're, I see these guys letting their wife make dinner. And it's like, you're gay. get in there and cook or get in your room and suck a dick. Huh? just a guy who won't let his wife do anything at all. And this woman has a permanent vacation because this guy's so scared of being a pussy.
That's just an insane way to, I do think this, if that there should be seats, car driver seats should go be able to go up like a desk chair, you know, just like,
oh, yeah. Zzz.
They should be able to go up a little bit because there's a lot of short ladies out here driving who cannot see as much, you know.
My girlfriend, shorter we talk about average. This. My girlfriend's 3.5 inches tall. And a lot of times, I let her drive. Of course I do. I mean, it's not even up to me, you know.
Let her.
I said let. Yeah, I let her. I'll let her. I'm no, she drives, obviously. I got to do the pedals. And even then.
She sits on your lap and she's got the wheel.
That's the thing. Like if she, we've never had a car where you can raise a seat up. So she's standing straight up on the seat and she's still, her head doesn't even get over the bottom rung of the steering wheel. So I got to hold her in the palm of my hand and then I got to do the because she's 3.5 inches tall.
If you don't know, like, it's especially funny to say that Allie is 3.5 inches tall because it's just, if you've met her, look up Allie O'Neill. It's very funny to imagine that she's 3.5 inches tall.
She's like, I know why you're saying it. It's because she gets worked up. She really like is into getting worked up. And it's very funny. So picturing a like a little tiny 3.5 inch lady going, hey, what are you looking at? It's like very, dude, we were doing Would You Rathers on the train once. Mm-hmm. One of the ones I gave her was, all right, would you rather you were really tiny and you had to travel around in my pocket? Or I was really tiny and I had to travel around in your pocket. And she was just like, unequivocally, I want to be in your pocket. And we were laughing so hard at the idea of her just being in my pocket. And someone walked, don't talk to my boyfriend that way. Get the fuck away from my boyfriend. She's just like tiny little.
That's something I do admire about, not all, but that's a thing I've noticed with women. They'll be a tiny, tiny little person, and they'll be like a bouncer of a club, and the 2 foot tall lady's just like, you listen to me, you piece of shit. You could suck my dick. And I'll just be like, you talk. I wouldn't talk to him that way, and we're the same height. Well, but they have this lady courage. It's really cool.
I guess I do respect it, but I don't love that. And it's because I actually would love it if it included a consideration of the men that are in their crew. Like, if I was only ever with women who did that when they were, you know what I mean? Like, the reason that you and I are totally not going to scream at a bouncer is that that's a check we have to cash.
Exactly. Yeah.
And if she is not with any men, then that's a check she has to cash in some way. But if we're there and standing behind her and she screams at them, then the bouncer looks at us. And this happened to me outside of a fucking dude. I was with Jason Leonard in Lafayette.
Nice. Love Jason.
I had opened for Kyle Kinane. And we went to a diner, me and him, Jason, Kyle, myself, and some local comics. And one of them was this girl who, like, I like. But in this exact instance, like, we're in Lafayette. And she lived in New Orleans, right? And so we're all fish out of water. Obviously, she's more familiar. But there's a dude in Lafayette who just like starts his really loud motorcycle and starts revving it. And right in front, and she turns and she just full volume starts screaming at him.
Oh, no.
Shut the fuck up. And me and Kyle and Jason are looking at each other and just like kind of without even agreeing to do it. We looked, the guy like shut his engine off and stared at us. And we in unison said, sorry. Sorry. We don't, you know, she's mad. It's all right, man. And he was like, better be, or some shit like that, and drove off. And,
yeah.
And we were just like, please don't make us fight some guy in Lafayette, Louisiana. Would you, for the love of God, not do that to us?
Right. God. So they always, I always hate it because I agree whenever women are like, I hate to be objectified. You know, I'm a person. But I do think sometimes women will objectify us as like in between a dog and a gun. Like, and I'm like, well, I don't feel like having to do that right now. You know, you're just gonna sick me on whoever. You're just gonna start shit and use me.
Yeah, I will say that I kind of specifically do it in that case. I think that person was not really thinking. And if she was like doing it purposely because she thought that Kyle Kinane and me were gonna fight some other dude, then she is one of the dumbest people who's ever lived. There's no situation. I would have, even if he walked up, I guess if he started hitting us, I would have hit him back. But like, I'm not going to instigate a fight with this fucking guy. There's no way.
No.
But yeah, man, people who do that, I definitely stay away. There are tiny women who do that.
Dude, every day I'm more convinced that half of the people alive are tied for dumbest person that's ever lived. Like, it's like a 6 trillion way tie. Like, very stupid people. Like, I was at the comedy club last night. I met one of the dumbest dudes I ever met in my life.
No.
I couldn't believe it. And he thought I was awesome.
Almost all billionaires are
good.
They have a billion. No, all of them. But hey, welcome to Billionaires Are Good, by the way.
That's right, everybody. Welcome to Billionaires Are Good.
Podcast. Billionaires Are Good.
Yeah, dude.
I'm Dave Ross.
I'm Caleb Sinan.
And this is our podcast. That's a lay down for your brain. Get ready to lay down. Our website is billionairesaregood.com, at Billionaires Are Good on Instagram, at Billionaires Pod on X. Mm-hmm. Patreon.com/billionairesaregood. And we have a couple new patrons to shout out.
Caleb. Oh, yeah, dude.
First of all, shout out to Clifton McDonald. Welcome to the Patreon.
Oh.
We got bonus episodes and other shit on there, and everyone gets a shout out. Also, shout out to Natasha. welcome to our Patreon, Natasha. And Natasha signed up for an annual membership.
Thanks, Natasha. Yeah. It's going to be a good year. It's going to be a really good year on the pod.
Goddamn right. Yeah. So you can sign up monthly or you can sign up annually and save a little money and put a bunch of money up front. So, yeah, get on in there.
Dude, Clifton McDonald, that sounds like a billionaire name. Like, that's the guy who owns the, yeah, the McDonald's fortune.
It it sounds like the guy who owns Bojangles. Sounds like a Southern billionaire. You know what I mean?
Clifton McDonald.
Oh, Clifton McDonald. Or he sounds like middle management at a Bojangles. One of the two.
Are there still cowboy hat billionaires out there?
You know? Must be, dude. You seen Yellowstone? That's real. That's a documentary.
Yeah, Yellowstone's real. Yellowstone is real.
You've heard it. You heard it here, folks. Yellowstone's real. Here on Billionaires Are Good, we talk about a different billionaire every week, and we're talking about Larry Page, a man I barely knew anything about.
He doesn't have a good publicist, you know?
No, maybe he doesn't want one.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants one of those guys. But he is the number six richest person in the fucking world.
Oh, man. What a loser. What's he up to now? It's probably less than 200, right?
$163.3 billion. And so he's sixth. The richest person in the world right now is Elon Musk. And last I checked, he's at $430.1 billion.
So Elon has more, like, and number two is Bezos, right? So, yes. In between Elon and number two is a whole Larry Page.
Yeah, at least. It's like Elon minus two Larry Pages equals Jeff Bezos.
Oh, that's just... And this is all rocket money and car money? That's crazy. Yeah.
And it's also like... Elon is like... I guess I hadn't thought about it until this exact moment that the richest person in the world is a Nazi. That's nuts, dude. And I know that he's not like technically a Nazi or whatever. And someone wants to fight with me because he's like, whatever. There, it's like more specific. But, you know, he did a Nazi salute and he like loves a far right German political party.
Yeah. I also think that when you're as rich as Elon is, Nazi's not even a accurate description, even if you are. It's like you're at that level of wealth. I think he even thinks of himself as superior to Nazis.
Other white people. Yeah, totally.
Right. So I think he's sort of like, I think he thinks of himself as like Thanos or something.
You know? I think that he does too. I think. Yeah. And in a lot of ways, he's right. Thanos, I think, is a pretty good.
Lex Luthor. He's like Lex Luthor, but has an addiction to his phone. It's hard for me to respect someone who tweets as much as that. I mean, it's just
another thing. It's like Thanos at least spoke poetically and had like good reason for doing what he was doing. Elon is just like, I think pain should be funny and I think hate should be awesome. Because I'm a little rascal bitch.
He's such a weird, like him and Trump both, they're so silly. Like if Thanos was like, all right, I'm going to snap. And then he like hunches over and he's like, I'll be right back real quick. And he's like, you're just like, oh, Thanos. And he's like giggling at memes. It's just like, you're not Darth Vader texting. It just immediately takes your level of, he's such a goober, you know?
Yeah.
And he shares memes that like, you know, boomer dads shared when Facebook first came out, and he shares them like they just started. And he's like, you believe this? You believe? Yeah. It's like, dude, Elon.
Yeah. Could you imagine Thanos retweeting people who agree with him? No. I think that's the Avengers movie that we didn't, that we didn't get.
So true.
So true. Oh my god.
Yeah, like it's like the first, like Elon just saw the Thug Life thing where the glasses and the blunt comes down and he's like, ho ho ho, and it's like, Elon, that's been a meme for a long time.
Thing, daughter. Oh, daughter. Did you see my Rogan episode? Oh my God, dude.
Oh, boy. But yeah, Larry Page is he's somehow, like, people hate Zuckerberg, people hate Elon, people hate Soros. There's all these, but for some reason, Larry Page, I don't hear anything about this guy, you know?
Yeah, he's just kind of, well, I mean, Google, as much as Google is, you know, taking our data and right. selling it as in one form or another, they were completely open. Like, a lot of the shit that they make, their philosophy has always been like, share everything. And the way that they like hire and treat their employees has always been pretty good. And so he's just kind of like a guy who. So, OK, if you don't know, Larry Page co-founded Google in 1998 with Sergey Brin. They are still friends and still work together. He's 51 years old. He was a CEO till 2001. And then at some point, a parent firm called Alphabet was formed. And then he was the CEO of that from 2011 to 2015. And, you know, him and Sergey started Google in a garage in 1995 and or like started the beginnings. It's always in a fucking garage. And I love to, like, these guys are like, it's so annoying, actually. It's so fucking annoying that they all did it in a garage, because a garage does sound, it's like one of the American signifiers mm-hmm. of like coming from nothing, or like a garage or an alley. You know, he lived in an alley, or he lived on the street. He lived in a garage. Like, these are all, but like right. a garage is part of a house, and houses are expensive.
yeah.
So he started in a garage because he couldn't afford an office. Well, I think that he had a house in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, I mean, Jay Leno has a garage with 1,000 cars in it. Like, a garage, like, it's yeah. not your grandpappy's garage. You did a garage sale. Totally. This is like a, you know, like, I think that's why they like to say it.
Trash can. yeah, you know, they started in a recycling bin. They had to jam the two of them in there and their computers. It was the only space they could afford that would be keep them away from the rain.
What I also think is that they do it for a technicality, where they go in their garage and they click the sign, they sign the document, and then they go back into their office that costs $10 million. And they're like, we founded it in a garage. Oh, great.
Totally. Cool story.
Sure.
But yeah, they still like, they just like started Google, and Google became the biggest thing. And like throughout its existence, Google has like continued to make products that they share with everyone and don't charge. And it's not the same as Facebook. Like, Facebook is you have to log in to see everything, and it's like a closed loop. You can't mm-hmm. you can't Google search for a lot of Facebook content. It's so, I don't know. I think that they're just kind of seen as like softer billionaires. I don't hate them as much as like Zuck and, you know, Mark Zuckerberg.
dude, nice.
Yeah, got him, dude. Took his ass.
That's a meme Elon would retweet. Mark Zuckerberg.
and Jeff Suxos.
One thing I'd notice about Google is that every year they try and, you know, who hate Google will be like, go to DuckDuckGo or Ask Jeeves or go to one of these other
so that's the
things.
Other thing. There's a
Bing.
It's a standard. And they were right to, they like share their code, and they tell the people who work for them to work on other things at work, because sometimes that they end up inventing something great. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Google search is just good. It's good. And they do have a monopoly on search, I suppose, but just use Google, man. Like, it's fine. It's not like.
Right. I do think they could do what they did with the phone companies. Maybe have Google South, Google West, whatever. Split it up at least like that. Still call it Google, but come on. It's too much. You have too much.
Well, but what
please.
Do you, like, what would that mean? Okay, so if I'm in Google South, like, would it work differently, or would it just be called something differently? Because they use an algorithm for search, and you want the best of the best no matter where you are. Or do you want to just like search like, best tacos in Florida, and then Google comes back and it's like, well, let me tell you.
Yeah, I want Google South.
Depending on where you're at in Florida, you might want to try out Mamacita's Tacos down in Miami. That's the
search. And then you Google Civil War and it goes, let's talk about Mamacita's instead of that. We ain't got to talk about it.
And Google South is like, well, son, I don't know why we're trying to be today. I think there's a thing or two that we could forgive and forget here.
Yeah, it brings up forgiveness. I was looking for slavery. Wow, what about forgiveness?
Yeah, you Google Stone Mountain, and it comes up, family barbecue comes up.
Hungry? Sounds like somebody's a little hungry.
Like somebody wants to have a little party with all the kids. Like, no, I'm just curious about this, like, weird Southern Mount Rushmore that you have. Mama's Tacos. Wow, that's so funny, dude. And then Google East would just be like, you would be like, where's the best taco in Boston? And Google,
who's East, asking?
Why? Did someone say there's no good tacos in Boston? No, I just want to know where they are. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, sure you do. And then I'm going to show you where it is, and then you're going to make fun of it and say it's not as good as the other taco. No? When was the last time Boston Red Sox won the World Series? Oh, here we fucking go. Good fucking. You believe this guy? That's Google East talking to another Google. Google South is like, I think he's just asking a question. Trying, they all hang out.
Yeah, split up the Googles. Yeah. Let them figure it out. I think it's fun.
Yeah, dude. I also think it's funny. Like every state could have one, and then if you Google chili in Ohio, spaghetti comes up. Everyone has, and if you Google gravy in New York, marinara comes up.
Right, dude. I think we really got something here.
That Italians call marinara sauce gravy.
Yeah, that sometimes people are just wrong. You know, you're just wrong. Sorry, it's not what that is.
That's not what that is.
In the South, they'll call any soda a Coke. Well, give me a Coke.
Give me one of them Coke.
I'll have a Sprite Coke. Okay.
Dude, I know.
All right.
I lived in Tennessee for 3 years when I was a kid, and that blew my mind because we moved there from Chicago, and I was a kid. And I just remember someone being like, David, grab me one of them Cokes. And I'd be like, all right, we have Pepsi. And they were like, yeah. I'm like, okay. No, yeah, one of the, yeah, Sprite Cokes, and it's 7-Up. And I'm like, all right, dude. The other thing that sucks about growing up, being a kid in the South, if you weren't always a kid in the South, is it is mandatory that you call people sir and ma'am. Mm-hmm. And no one told me that. My parents didn't tell me that. So I was in school. I guess it would have been second. No, wait. I'm trying to think. Fourth or fifth grade, I can't remember right now, I started in Nashville. It was fifth grade. I was walking around, I had a hall pass, and I was going to the bathroom, I think, and a teacher stopped me, and they were like, well, where are you going? And I was like, I'm going to the bathroom. And they were like, I'm going to the bathroom what? And I was like, I'm going to the bathroom to pee. I'm going to the bathroom to pee what? And I was like, I'm going to the bathroom
piss.
To pee piss. And
what a weird Southern riddle. What?
And And they got so mad at me. And then they were like, ma'am, I'm going to the bathroom, ma'am. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I'll happily do that. But someone's got to tell me. How the fuck am I supposed to know that?
My parents told me anyone taller than you, you address with ma'am or sir. Yeah. So I was calling middle schoolers ma'am and sir for a long time because I was just like, they were like, he's not going to get it. Just everyone taller than you is ma'am and sir. And people hated it. I remember, but I was like, I can't tell how much taller than you. Like, you're up there. You all look old to me. Everyone tall is an adult, you know? And my parents just went overboard with it. But that is, oh, man. And it seems like no one does it anymore. Even in the South, I don't hear it anymore.
Oh, really? Well, good.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid.
I remember being like, oh, when I grow up, like, hearing sir is going to make me feel old. But I don't get respect from anyone. No kid, no one calls me sir.
I got called sir by a kid on a train the other day. There were a bunch of middle school kids like fucking around and they were like 2 inches in front of me. And it was honestly a little bit annoying, but it was fine. And one of them bumped into me and he was like, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. And I was like, it's all right. And I guess I've like been called sir. I've been like, I'm 42. So I've been like old to younger people for a minute now. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a little over being bugged by it, but I did want to be like, I'm more like you than I am what you're like. I wake up at noon. My job is like a big fucking joke.
Right.
My job is like a little, you know, I do little games with my friends.
We're both wearing backpacks, dude. You don't have to call me sir.
I got baggy pants on. I haven't showered in days, dude. Days, buddy. Honestly, you're doing better than me.
Yeah, much more you got a lot of potential
than I am. Yeah, man. Look at you wearing clean shoes. Fuck you.
I think I just don't come across as an adult either. Like, you know, even toddlers, I think they think I'm another toddler. I don't know what it is.
Allie has this problem because she's 3.5 inches tall.
Yeah. And I'm sure that's frustrating for a little 3.5 inch ass.
Yeah, totally, man. Especially like, you know, it's really tough to when you sleep in a matchbook. It's really hard to, you know, seem intimidating when people are like talking down to you. You know, you just like,
how does she sleep in that matchbook? Does she wake up feeling rested?
Sorry, matchbox. So it's like a big matchbox too.
Oh, big match. Okay.
It's a bigger matchbox.
That's the correction she would make. She'd be like, it's a matchbox. Okay. Yeah. I'm big.
Yeah, totally. And she sleeps in a matchbox. She lives in a shoe. And, you know, she wears a thimble for a hat. Like, come on. You know, all the clothes that are like made for dolls. Like, that's the kind of stuff she wears.
Oh, tiny Allie O'Neill. Don't listen to her podcast. It's really bad.
Terrible. Worthless Clowns. Yeah. At Worthless Clowns on Instagram.
Don't listen.
Yeah, it's awful. But Allie O'Neill and Brittany Cardwell are the hosts, and it's called Worthless Clowns, and you shouldn't listen to it.
It's bad.
Yeah, and every night for dinner, she has one goldfish, and she's...
she eats it with a knife, tiny knife and fork.
Yeah, totally.
She's like crunching. You're like, shut up.
Yeah. Like, oh, God.
Just in your pocket, eating a tiny goldfish.
Eating a little piece of goldfish in the front pocket of my button-up shirt. You want to talk about some of the shit that Larry Page owns?
Oh, dude, what does he own?
So here's the thing about, you know, like every billionaire has something that they gather, except for Warren Buffett. He just collects
bottle caps and
jars of dirt from different parts of the world or some shit. He has a lot of the regular stuff that you would imagine. But the thing that Larry, so like a lot of them are into having lots of homes. Some of them have like boats, lots of boats. Larry Page owns islands. He owns 4 islands.
What?
One of them is a technicality, but okay. So he owns Eustatia Island, which is in the British Virgin Islands. He straight up owns it himself. He bought that. Tavarua Island, which is in Fiji. He owns a majority stake in the leaseholder corporation for that island.
Oh.
Then his family office bought Hans Lolik Island, which is in the U.S. Virgin Islands. And then they also bought Little Hans Lolik Island, which is right next door.
Well, you got to get the whole set, you know.
Totally, yeah. You got to collect all the islands.
I just wonder if when you're buying an island as a billionaire, and there's somebody's like, "How's your week?" You're like, "I bought an island. It's for good stuff, you know, totally. Good stuff."
Like we know
that I'm gonna do
in islands. And here's the other thing: he also owns a bunch of jets. So we're going down a path of unfavorables right now, buddy.
Islands and jets. I don't know, dude.
Bad sign, dude. Yeah, like I think that was like the main thing. Just don't get like a really evil assistant, and then all of a sudden, you know,
a sharp hat that can be used as a deadly frisbee. That's probably next. Yeah. Gotta look out for those. A giant laser,
yeah, totally.
You gotta look out for the giant lasers.
Okay, look, listen, yes, I just bought my fourth island. And yes, in the middle, there is a mountain that looks like a human skull, okay? And yes, in the eyes of that mountain are my evil lair. But I don't use it for anything. I just, like, think that's cool to have. And yes, also, a bunch of my henchmen who have to wear a strange uniform also live in this skull that's shaped like a... but it's like, just I just think it's cool to do this. I don't hurt anybody. You know, you know how hard it is to get a job. I'm employing all of these henchmen, you know?
Yeah, and henchmen, in between jobs, it's really tough for henchmen, you know?
You're a henchman and you work at like a Kinko's?
Oh. 8.5 feet tall, 500 pounds. Yeah. Well,
yeah, dude. And all you can do in between. Is like, cut paper, and you're like, I'm gonna cut this paper with my ninja stars. Okay. Ninja stars is my thing when I'm a henchman. So here's okay. So here's his jet stuff. All yeah. right. He owns his own private jet. He also has a fleet of private jets and a private airport called Beam Aviation, him and Sergey together. So they own a Boeing 767 that they bought from Qantas for $15 million. And then they spent another $10 million on putting couches, meeting areas, an onboard kitchen, two staterooms, a shower, a dining area, 15 first-class seats, and a lounging area all in that. And it's like for Google, just to like go around and do Google stuff. And it's a jumbo jet that they fucking own and made theirs. They own Moffett Airfield, which is just a couple miles from Google HQ in Silicon Valley. And then they own like a lot of Gulfstream 5 jets and then a bunch of smaller jets. They like have a private airline, basically.
Whoa, is flying, this is what I'm afraid of, is to fly private just once and then like, is it that much better? Like, is flying commercial so unacceptably horrific? Like,
I mean,
you can't go back?
I think that, like, it must be, dude, because it is so like, okay, even flying first class, which I've never done, but like, I get that the seats must be comfortable and the way that they treat you and the stuff that you get, like once you're on the plane, it's comfort. But even in that situation, you have to like get to the airport and deal with all the people at the airport. You have to wait in line. Right. You have to go through security and all this shit. I bet you once you start flying in a private jet, you're like, oh my God, flying is just like a part of my regular life now, the way it is to drive a car to the store. That's how it feels.
Right,
like, you
don't
deal with any bullshit except for like customs where you land. And so yeah,
sound good.
Here's another thing he bought. He bought a fighter jet, which is,
dude,
I don't even think he can fly.
Well, the only way to stop a bad guy with a fighter jet
is to have a fighter jet. That's a good point. Yeah, it's not a good sign that he owns four islands in a fighter jet.
He's asleep. His wife's like, "Sonny, do you hear that? Sounds like a fighter jet at the back door."
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to get my fighter jet out of the lockbox.
It's a Dornier or Dornier Alpha fighter jet built in the 80s by Germany and France.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Sergey bought it. He also, dude, he owns a huge fucking yacht. Huge. 192 feet long. Cost him $45 million. There's a helipad.
Larry.
A gym. Multi-levels of sun decks. Guest cabins. Double and twin cabins. And there's an owner's suite. There's a movie projector mounted on the ceiling in the living room. And when it's completely stocked, when everything is on board, there's a helicopter, jet skis, and a boat with its own boat launch from the back of his big boat. Yeah.
When is that? I mean, I guess that's convenient for, but what kind of afternoon are we having on this yacht?
Yeah. I want to go on my yacht in the Cayman Islands, but I might have a meeting in Italy. So, here's my favorite thing about that boat. It's called Senses. It's just called Senses, dude.
Hell yeah, Larry.
He's a big dumb fucking loser, man.
Oh man. I don't know. I feel like if Larry Page invited me on his gigantic Senses yacht, I'd probably like it, and I'd probably come the next week on the podcast. I'd be like, okay, so you actually need the little boat for when you're going around the rocks.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, how are you supposed to get to land if you just like see land you want to go into, and then you want to, you know, where you, how are you supposed to get there? You're not going to take the helicopter just to go to the, just like to go into the city. I do understand having jet skis attached to your luxury yacht. That sounds right.
Sure.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, a jet ski is fun, but I don't know. Having a boat with a little boat in it is funny. You're not the army, Larry. Yeah. You have a boat with a boat inside the boat?
No, okay. it's like a cute version of an aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
It's also just like that's the kind of thing. I think my favorite thing about his collection of belongings is that's what I would have said I would bought with $1 billion if someone asked me when I was seven.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a little kid, they're like, if you were rich, what you have? And you would be like, I would have a boat with a bowling alley in it. I would have a fighter jet that was the fastest fighter jet that ever was. I would be best friends with General Norman Schwarzkopf.
That is so funny that, you know, they're these big oligarchs, you know, and they're all important and everything, but they still, when they have money, they still act like a 7-year-old. It's just, that's very funny.
I mean, that's the thing about Elon is, I mean, it turns out that if you get rich and you're allowed to act like a baby, then you act like a baby. And then we expect them not to, but they do because they're rich and they don't.
Yeah, no, I know. And my version, when I have like $100 extra, I'm like, ooh, a video game, some sneakers. But I'm like, for them, they're just like, oh, a boat with a boat and a helicopter. All right.
I'm like, damn, I'm going to get a cheeseburger and wings today. Imagine if I became a billionaire, just how many wings I would order.
I
always blow my whole paycheck. So, if I was Jack Dorsey and I sold Twitter for billions of dollars, I would just, this whole state would be drowning in wings. Let me tell you.
Dude, he's the real unsung. Like, Jack Dorsey played it smarter than anybody. He sold Twitter for a shit ton of money, got out when it was good time to get out.
Yeah. The exact now he's same just- time. It was on the downturn anyway. It's so crazy that Elon bought it. What a fucking idiot, dude.
Man. Well, I mean, I think Elon's, like, for him, he's getting his money's worth. The company isn't, but he gets to have the top Twitter account, which I guess was worth that to him. But Larry Page gets the money and doesn't have to deal with the shit, you know. But Wait, Elon gets
Larry
to
Page get the money. What do you mean? You mean Jack?
Not Larry Page. Jack Dorsey, my bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he made out like a bandit, and Elon's just sitting. But to Elon, I think he's like, okay, loses money every day, fine. I still get a lot of retweets. So
you're right.
That's worth it to him.
Be in the news. Yeah, I mean, and he, yeah. If the company loses money, he's still gaining money. Ugh.
Right.
God damn.
What a great guy.
He was also like so followed on Twitter already. It's fine.
It's not enough. It's not enough. He wanted his own black MAGA hat. He wanted his office in the White House, you know.
Totally.
Dude, do you know how much it is to have a membership at Mar-a-Lago, you know, to like be a golf guy there and have a membership? Just guess. Bucks,
at least. I don't know. 2 million a year?
No, it's just $1 million a year, but still.
$1 million a year?
Yes.
Wow.
I thought it would be like $4,999. I thought it would be like a deal. I didn't realize it's $1 million, dude.
Dude. Yeah. I mean, even if it were 20 grand a month, almost no one could do that.
Right.
Like, who are you excluding?
It's insane. Insane.
We should try to do a show there.
Dude. The Mar-a-Lago open mic, just like in the corner of the buffet.
So you guys see that Trump's in the news? You just get hit in the head with a fucking taco bowl. Damn, this motherfucker's going wild too, man. I feel like we haven't seen it get like it's been toxic and freaky, but it hasn't been like there hasn't been an action that like really, really aggressively hurt a lot of people yet, but I feel like that's coming. I feel like some stuff is gonna happen soon that is like, whoa. I read something on Instagram, by the way, that I don't know if this is true. And the reason I say I don't know if it's true is because it's not being covered by like any news outlet. And I don't just mean like CNN and shit. I just mean like I don't see it anywhere except like screen caps from leftists I follow. But in like Trump's first week of office, he let some people go. And I read a thing that he let a bunch of like FAA and air traffic control people go. And there are people speculating that that's the actual reason why that crash happened.
Ooh, that's not good. That's not a good look.
And that would explain why. Did you see he held a press conference? I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before, where he was just like, these DEI hirings, this is what happens. And then a fucking reporter was like, hey, excuse me, are you saying that this plane crash happened because of race and diversity? And Trump goes, because I have common sense. And then he just moved on and he didn't. Because I mean,
you've got to at least wait a little bit. Like, it's literally the pieces of the plane are still falling down from the sky. And he's like, DEI. And it's like, we don't know yet, right? We don't know.
Someone on that plane was gay. That's not my fault. I got rid of no gay pilots. That's why. Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
Oh boy.
It's like, and I keep saying this, but it's like the thing that makes it surprising. Like, it's not surprising to me that he's like a hateful, stupid cunt, but like the fact that they're lying and not admitting that they're hateful. You know what I mean? They're like, this DEI fire chief, instead of just being like, I hate gay people, they're like, it's not, I don't know. But you're just like saying that you don't want gay people to be firefighters. So you're being like a kind of a cartoon while you're being like a little guy while you're, I don't know. Sorry, this got serious.
Well, we gotta rename Google.
Yeah, that's right. We gotta rename Google. Speaking of which.
Yeah, dude, this actually goes. That's right. This week, We were talking about Google, and this actually fits in what we were talking about earlier. We got to break it up. So the game this week, which you can play every week on our Twitter or Discord, we rename stuff. This is week. It is if Google was based in West Virginia.
Yeah, this one was
which
fun.
I think is pretty great.
I like this a lot. We pick our top 10 every week from those of you who submit names on X and on Discord. Coming in at number 10 this week, Kick Acetron with Y'all Asked For It.
Y'all Asked For It.
Y'all Asked For It.
Crete came in with What Can I Do You For?
At Shebe Carlene on Twitter with Yahoo. Good stuff. Honestly.
Gritzy Ross. Yeah. Gritzy Ross said Mountain Dew, but spelled with D-O.
Yeah, that's great. That's clever. Darth Plato had Gurgle.
Larry Belolo had West Google.
So silly. At N Layman's Terms with Holler. I like that one a lot.
Carl Stoon had Web Miner.
Hell yeah, dude. At Coda Otan coming in at second place with Alter Vister. It's funny.
And Seth Mills on Twitter with our Ricky shit of the week. Get on over and get Loretta's email.
Get on over and get Loretta's email. That's hell yeah, dude. Y'all are so funny. Thank you so much. Has been Billionaires Are Good.
That's before
we go.
The Ben Shapiro's Beard Update.
Ooh, it is still there.
The Ben Shapiro's Beard Update.
I can feel it. It's going to change soon. I know it fucking will.
No, it will. It's going to be a crazy year.
Thank y'all so much. We love you dearly. You're the best fans in the world.
That's right.
Keep on hanging down, and we'll see you next time.
All right.
Bye. Billionaires are